A steady rain December 6 in Grand Isle did not stop residents from turning out to support the annual RCMP Cram the Cruiser event held in conjunction with the Grand Isle Lions Club. Throughout the day, there was a steady flow of local individuals, couples and families kindly dropping off food items and cash, said Paul Batley from the Houston, Grand Isle RCMP Detachment's Victim Services Section. Grand Isle Lions Club President Karen Barber echoed Batley's statement, noting that while food donations may have dipped from last year, a donation of gift cards will prove valuable either to be provided directly to Grand Isle residents needing a bit extra this Christmas season or in buying more food to supplement what was collected. We are very lucky to have a community that goes the extra mile every year in trying to make sure no one goes without, she said. This is the 11th year of involvement of the Grand Isle Lions Club in the Cram the Cruiser event. This is a good fit for our organization to be involved in. The Lions Club likes to do things that give to the community, said Barber. She said demand in the community has grown from approximately 14 households when the Lions first began with Cram the Cruiser to just under 30 in the past several years. As in past years, the village of Grand Isle made a donation of food products with the value this year being approximately $600. In addition to Batley and Barber, RCMP Constable Zachary Lusk, Village of Grand Isle Mayor Linda McGuire and Emergency Health Services BC Ambulance Service paramedics Megan Berg and Morgan Moore were in attendance on December 6.